Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
It's February 22nd, 2009, and this is just going to be a quick podcast. Yesterday, I had the privilege of attending to the euthanasia of Whittington, my cat. Perhaps some of you might not think of making the choice to euthanize a privilege, but I do. It was obvious that he was fading, and he was fading very quickly, and that the quality of his life was deteriorating rapidly. My personal philosophy has always been that if I wait to let one of my animals go until there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that it's the right choice for me, I've waited too long for them. I've caused them to endure unnecessary suffering in order to buy me some time. So I took him into the clinic, and my friends euthanized him. He went as he lived, quietly, with dignity, unafraid. And then when I left the clinic, sobbing, and started my car, the windshield wipers came on, and the windshield washer fluid flooded the windshield, and I couldn't turn either of them off. So it was like I was sobbing and my car was sobbing and there wasn't anything I could do about it. So I just started driving home. About 5 minutes into the trip, I ran out of washer fluid, so that ended that. But the wipers remained on the whole way home. And there was just something about that that just seemed so fitting. Whit was one of those animals that had a sense of humor. I thought, now there's the hand of Whit there. When I got home, I discovered that one of the water filters on my house, on the main water line, was dripping. And I couldn't get it to stop. And then when I came up from the basement from trying to do that, I noticed that one of the baskets on my ceiling had fallen. You might ask, why does she have baskets on her ceiling? There are 5 holes in the old planks that cover my ceiling. The teetotaling explanation is that this is how they got heat to the upstairs of the house back in the old days. If so, they must have been drinking something when they cut these holes where they did. The other explanation goes back to Prohibition. During Prohibition, my road was called the Whiskey Road in local lore because it was one of the direct paths from Canada to Boston. So another explanation is that the residents of this house back then had a still, and they cut the holes in the ceiling to vent the steam into the second story of the house. I have no idea what is the right explanation. All I know is that for aesthetic reasons, I've covered those holes with baskets, and one of them, after years and years of being there without any problem, simply fell. So I thought, that's another little reminder from Whit. And then this morning when I got up, the leak in the filter had stopped. So we're back to normal, but we're not back to normal. I miss him. He was such a cat. And he was a mackerel tabby, and like so many of those cats, he had that M on his forehead, which legend says he got on Christmas Eve when Mary touched him there and left her mark. But I always told him it meant he was mine. Oddly enough, I noticed when I was holding him yesterday that the M had faded.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmelani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.